This was during the early days of the pandemic. I was in the middle of watching Thorn Type. Siyempre, no early days of the pandemic, parang you're finding ways to keep yourself entertained, and then, siyempre, gusto mong maghanap ng new things to watch or to listen to, ganyan. And dati, wala pa talaga akong experience with watching Boy Love. So, as some of you may know, yung series na Thorn Type, meron siyang sobrang bigat na themes sa show. And while it's true na mabigat siya, meron mga episodes na kinaya ko naman, pero there's this episode na sobrang hindi ko talaga kinaya. As in, I had to talk to someone to share my thoughts, to share my feelings. So, tinawagan ko yung friends ko. I had to call my friends and maglabas talaga ng feelings. Umiyak pa nga ata ako nun. Sobrang dami kong damdam talaga dahil sa episode 9 ng Thorn Type. But I'm not gonna disclose anything kasi syempre ayaw ko namang ma-spoil kayo. Hi, this is All The Love, X-Chan.
All The Love, X-Chan.
Hello and welcome to your favorite Wednesday habit. This is All The Love X-Chan, your weekly dose of anything fun under the scorching sun. We try to talk about a lot of things actually. Pero syempre, sunusubukan natin gawing fun and exciting yung ating mga episode. Last week nga ay pinag-usapan natin ang episode 7, Marupok Insight in the Imagination of Love. A lot of my friends actually messaged me na parang hindi ka na katulad nung dati na marupok, malakas ka na. And you know what? Medyo conceited man pakinggan, pero that is super true. Wow! And alam mo, yung mga ganitong situations na parang feeling ko ang strong ka na when it comes to my feelings or when it comes to romance or relationships, may darating na person na sobrang guguluhin yung ganitong thinking ko. Ay nako, nangyari na sa akin yan before. Wow! And para sa episode natin today, episode 8 in our second season, Boy Love Series and the Telling of Our Stories. O diba, ang ganda? I think this is very timely and relevant to the month of February. Kasi nga, diba, February is the love month. Ha? Huh? Paano kapag single? Ay, hindi ko alam. Pero ayun nga, we're gonna celebrate the love month again na single tayo. You know what? Hindi yun nakakalungkot. At this point, dapat tanggap ko na siya. Wow! And ayun nga, welcome to the month of February. Syempre, napakadami ng mga interpretations ng love, no? Pwedeng love for friends, love for the family, love for your career, ganyan. So I think deserving pa rin naman yun ng ano ba, time and expression of love for Feb, diba? But if you are new to the show, hi, I'm X-Chan. This is All The Love X-Chan, and I'm glad you stumbled upon this podcast. Don't be pressured na parang kailangan mo mag-catch up sa mga episodes ng All The Love X-Chan. Andyan lang yan sa Spotify or your other favorite streaming platforms like Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. And you can always listen to our episodes anytime, anywhere. And para sa mga listeners ko na talaga at sa mga bago naman dito sa All The Love X-Chan, ang unang segment natin palagi bawat episode ay ang X-Love List, where I talk about the things that I have loved from the previous week. And for today, I have two things to share with you guys. Okay, let's get started. First is Asia's Next Top Model. So as some of you know, diba, ito nga ay based doon sa original show na America's Next Top Model, hosted by Tyra Banks. And then ito ay isang reality TV show din, no, na considered naman as the Asian counterpart of the America's Next Top Model. And yung mga contestants na kasali dito ay from the countries of Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, Cambodia, Singapore, and many more. Sobrang exciting actually kasi nagkaroon na rin ng Philippines Next Top Model and then etong Asia's Next Top Model. And it's nice to see your country and then your culture represented in these shows. And you know naman na sobrang gagaling din ng models dito sa Asia and dito sa Philippines. So it was very exciting na magkaroon ng sariling version ng Top Model franchise dito sa Asia and sa Philippines. And currently, I am rewatching season 2. And yung Filipino contestants dito ay si Katarina Rodriguez and si Jodelie Pendre. I'm not gonna spoil anything. Well, actually matagal na yung show so hindi ko alam kung dapat ko bang spoil. Pero actually si Jodelie ay siya yung runner-up sa season na to. And then yung winner ay si Sheena. Sorry talaga kung na-spoil kayo. Pero panoorin nyo pa rin kasi very exciting yung season. And isa sa mentor judges nila ay si Joey Meadking na as we all know ay isang Pinoy din. And ako talaga as a kid, I love watching America's Next Top Model. As in, every cycle, diba? Yun yung term nila. Hindi season yun, cycle. Inaabangan ko talaga yung contestants and then kung ano yung mga themes ng photoshoot and naalala ko nung bata ako. High school naman, hindi naman super bata. High school na parang we would copy the themes of the photoshoot and then have a makeshift, ano tawag dito? Makeshift model house. Sobrang saya. As in, I can say na for the majority of my childhood, sobrang laki ng influence talaga ng Top Model franchise. Kasi like, pati yung brands, luxury brands, designer brands, dito ko rin unang na-encounter. And then, syempre, yung modeling industry, dito rin ako nagka-idea how it works, ganyan. Although, syempre, it is a reality show. And some of the elements in the show are emphasized talaga. Pero nakakatuwa lang na manood ng ganong show. And ako talaga, like recently, I've been trying to look for a reality show to watch. Yung parang medyo sawang-sawa na kasi ako sa mga scripted shows. So naghahanap naman ako ng mga, alam mo yun, competition type, ganyan. Para may adrenaline rush. So the whole Asia's Next Top Model franchise had 6 seasons. And I'm actually not sure kung magkakaroon pa ng new seasons ng Asia's Next Top Model. And also considering the current situation that we are in a global pandemic. So hindi ko pa sure. Pero sana magkaroon pa because merong mga Filipino contestants na pwede pa sanang sumali, no, for the show. I will give Asia's Next Top Model the All the Love Action rating of 5 out of 5. Yes, perfect yan. Because I just really enjoy the show and like, yeah, it's a really great activity if wala ka nang magawa ganyan. Next on my list is the Weverse app. So this is a mobile app from South Korea. And if you are a huge fan of K-pop or K-drama actors and actresses, you know what Weverse is. So sa app nga na to, fans can connect and interact with their idols. It's like a social networking site. And nagpo-post dun yung mga idols mo and then you can comment or like. Tapos ikaw din, meron ding parang board dun na pwede ka mag-post ng messages mo for your idols. And then dito rin sa platform na to, they announce latest developments sa career ng idols mo, like a new music video or training video or parang live concert or fan online fan meet, ganyan. So sobrang saya na feeling mo you are really part of this community na kahit hindi mo minsan maintindihan yung mga post, at least ha, merong ano doon, see translation button. So hindi rin ganun ka-accurate yung translation, but you know, you try to get the context na lang based sa mga keywords na napipick up mo. But ako, personally, pag nakakita ko minsan na nag-notify na yung bias ko sa 17, like si Mingyu, nag-post siya sa Weverse, nag-post siya sa 17 Weverse, sobrang totoo ako na parang, oh my gosh, I have to reply to his post or parang at least like it, ganun. Or parang merong new episode of Run BTS, ganyan. Like kagabi, pinurood ko yung part 2 ng Run BTS episode 126 ata yun. Yeah, basta yung part na they were doing challenges. Tapos tuwang-tuwa lang ako. And kasi dati yung dilemma ko nung consuming K-pop content and K-drama content, hindi ko alam kung ano yung one platform na it's easy and convenient for me to consume this type of content. So nung nalaman ko na may Weverse, sobrang saya. And it doesn't end there, ha. Meron pang Weverse shop. So ito naman, if you wanna buy the official merchandise of your idols, of your K-drama actors and actresses, merong Weverse shop. Ang saya. So, syempre, dinownload ko na rin yung Weverse shop. Tapos, I think nung isang araw ko lang din nalaman na if you wanna be updated sa mga live videos ng mga idols mo, you can watch them through VLive. So, dinownload ko na rin yung VLive just in case mag-live, kunyari, si Taeyong from BTS or si Mingyu ulit. Papanood ko na agad. Sobrang saya talaga ng mga ano na to, ng mga mobile apps na to. And ano, alam mo yun, I feel closer to my idols. Ang ibibigay kong All the Love Action rating for Weverse and Weverse Shop and then VLive ay 5 out of 5 din. O diba, puro perfect tayo today. I see no mistakes. And that's it for my ex-love list. I think we are already warmed up and we are ready to talk about our main topic for today. I'm super duper excited. But before we take a break, ano nga ba yung tinanong ko sa inyo para sa ating question of the week na pinost ko ng Monday sa ating official social media accounts at All The Love Action on Twitter and Instagram? Okay, I ask you guys, what is your fave BL series ever? Ayan, nag-note pa ako dun sa baba na parang sabi ko, I know this is a very niche topic, like not a lot of people are aware or exposed to BL drama. So, sinabi ko dun na, sa mga nakapanood na, please let me know and I really wanna discuss your favorite BL series ever. Let's take a quick break and I'm gonna see you on the flip side. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveAction on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at alltheloveaction@gmail.com. All The Love Action releases its episode every Wednesday, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. You are still tuned in to All The Love Action and we have now reached the main segment of our program for today. So kanina nga, pinag-usapan natin ang aking ex-love list that was composed of Asia's Next Top Model and Weavers. And para naman sa ating main segment for today at sa episode natin today na Boy Love Series and the Telling of Our Stories, pag-uusapan natin kung ano nga ba ang boy love na kilalang kilala sa Thailand and syempre, meron na ring recent efforts dito sa Philippines. So first things first, what is boy love, no? Ano nga ba tong BL na kinababaliwan talaga ng mga tao ngayon? So it is a TV series or movie that tells the story of two boys falling in love. Diba? Kakilig. Most of the series I have watched are from Thailand. But I've seen a few here in the Philippines na rin. And very recent lang din actually yung exposure ko sa Boy Love series. Like before, meron na sa mga series na pinapanood ko. Pero it is considered as a subplot lang. Or para masabing inclusive yung TV show or yung movie. Maglalagay sila ng gay couple sa tabi na hindi ganun masyado i-flesh out yung story or yung origin ng characters. But for Boy Love, it's different. The center stage or the spotlight belongs to the love story of two boys falling in love. That's why I love this topic for today. Okay, so ano nga ba yung mga napanood ko ng boy love series? Umpisahan natin sa Thailand. Now, if you guys have also seen some of these BL series, let me know. Let's fangirl about it. Pag-usapan natin. Okay, unang-una, ang very first BL series na napanood ko ever from Thailand ay ang Together at yung season 2 niya na Still Together. So this show stars Win and Bright, tapos yung characters nila sa show ay si Tyne and si Salawat. Grabe, saying their names pa lang, it brings me back to the early days of quarantine. Para mga March and April of 2020, na sobrang baliw na baliw talaga lahat sa Together. Yung time slot kasi nito sa GMM TV, every Friday. So, for perfect ending siya for a stressful week. para sa mga nagtatrabaho or nagsa-school online, diba? Na aabangan mo every Friday night itong Together. It's like a reward for yourself for making it through the week at matapos mo ang iyong mga tasks or mga deliverables for work, ganyan. Okay, ang story ng Together ay about sa two college students. And it all started when Green, one of the characters din sa show, he is a gay character in the show, he started expressing his feelings for Tyne, na bet niya si Tyne, ganyan. However, quote-unquote, si Tyne ay a straight guy in the series. But of course, that's about to change. And ayun, si Tyne ay hindi niya nga nagustuhan yung attention na nakukuha niya from Green. So, Tyne's friends thought of an idea na maybe it's better if you fake a relationship para tigilan ka na ni Green. So, ang naisip ng friends niya ay gawin niyang fake boyfriend si Salawat. Ngayon, ito namang si Salawat ay isang heartthrob musician. Musician? Heartthrob musician in the school. And sobrang sikat siya because magaling nga siyang artist, ganyan. So yung mga first few episodes, nag-start siya sa pagligaw, quote-unquote pangligaw ni Tyne kay Salawat na please umaya ka na maging fake boyfriend ko, ganyan-ganyan. Until eventually, Salawat agreed. So doon na nag-start yung story. Ano ba, at some point, fini-fake pa rin ba nila yung mga actions na ginagawa nila for each other? Fake pa rin ba yung mga sinasabi nila na parang yung mga care words or love words na sinasabi nila sa isa't isa? Fake pa ba? Mga ganon. So this show definitely was the breakout role for Win since this is his very first major show. Samantalang yung kay Bright naman, this solidified his career sa BL industry. Ngayon, sobrang hit talaga ng Together, and I think it's because it came at a time na sobrang, syempre, nasa bahay lang yung mga tao and naghanap din ng mga gagawin, naghahanap ng new things to watch, and Together was there for everyone, diba? It felt like a warm hug on a long day. Wow! Kasi nga every Friday yung episode. And since it was a global hit, like it was very popular here in the Philippines and all around the world, nasundan agad ng Still Together, which was considered the season 2 of the show. However, that only had 5 episodes, so I'm not sure if we can consider that as a second season or parang special set of episodes lang just to continue the show. And yung plot naman nun is about traversing the early stages of a relationship. They were still in school, pero alam niyo na yung mga early days ng relationship na clingy, trust issues, long distance relationship, it was discussed on Still Together. I gotta admit, mayroong mga better BL series when you compare it to Together and Still Together, but it's different when it's your first. I feel like Tyne and Salawat have a special place in my heart. Kahit na ang dami ko ng BL series na mapanood, na kahit mas maganda pa yung plot or better acting or better soundtrack, for me, Tyne and Salawat talaga, Together, always in my heart. Okay, moving on to my next BL series ay ang Thorn Type and Thorn Type 2, 7 Years of Love. Okay, this show stars Mew and Guff, and yung character nila ay si Thorn and si Type. Dito sa show na to, two college students din yung bida, and Type, played by Guff, used to be hateful of the gays until he met Thorn. So si Thorn ay roommate niya, no, sa dormitory, and they had of course a lot of interaction with each other as roommates. And then nung una, syempre naanoy si Type na si Thorn ay ganiting lifestyle, na he was gay, ganon. And I think yung story ng Thorn Type, it was a classic case of, alam mo yun, na-fall. Kasi itong si Thorn ay meron siyang feelings talaga for Type. Although, syempre, nung una, si Type, nire-resent niya yun. Parang, no, stop it, I don't like it, ganyan-ganyan. Eventually, he reciprocated the feelings of Thorn. Hanggang doon na lang din muna yung sasabihin ko, kasi kung gusto niya panoorin, it's super nice to experience it by yourself. And then, tulad nga sinabi ko sa prelude ko kanina, meron siyang mga heavy themes such as abuse and rape. Although the show was able to discuss naman these themes extensively, and it also explained how the characters bounce back from these experiences. That's why I like it. That's why I like the show. It's a complete telling talaga of these stories. Yung season 2 naman na Thorn Type 2, 7 Years of Love, I am not yet done. Pero yung story naman nito ay they are living together, and then nasa ano na din, professional phase of their lives. And then yung themes naman na kailangan nilang pagdaanan dito ay trust, cheating, ano pa ba? Pag-grow ng relationship, kasi nga sabi dito, 7 years of love, ganyan. I'm actually not yet done. Alam mo, dapat tapusin ko na. Thorn Type was also a hit to a lot of people, mainly because the characters are super great with their acting. Tapos yung on-screen and off-screen chemistry ni Mew and Guff sobrang lakas. And actually, kinikilig ako sa kanila kahit na, alam mo yun, wala sila sa eksena ng Thorn Type. Like, they are not portraying the roles of Thorn and Type. Sobrang ganda ng chemistry talaga nila. Third on my list is SOTUS and SOTUS S. So, this GMM TV show stars Christ and Singto, and they portray the roles of Art Hit and Kongpob. So, Kongpob, is a freshman in college, and Art Hit is his senior. So, dito kasi sa mga BL series na to, usually, nasa college yung setting. Tapos, very apparent yung roles ng mga characters as a senior and a junior, ganyan. Tas meron actually parang activities, series of activities and exercise na kailangan pagdaanan ng mga freshman para i-welcome sila sa university life. One of the memorable lines nga dito sa show na to ay yung Piat Hit Cup. Ayan, kasi lagi siyang sinasabi ni Kong Pob kapag nakikita niya si Piat Hit, kailangan very complete. Piat Hit Cup, ganun. Okay, so yung story niya nga ay very much about power tripping, and then like, if you don't follow my rules, I will punish you, ganun. May ganung theme yung show. And ano lang naman siya, in the context of school life, ganun. However, itong si Kong Pob na isang ang freshman sa university, he defies some of these actions and some of these punishments because he believes that every action has to be reasonable. So parang, kung paparasahan mo ko, ano muna yung ginawa kong mali? Para parasahan mo ko ng ganyan. And ito nga si Piat Hit Cup, siya yung leader ng series of activities and exercises na kailangan pagdaanan ng mga freshman. So itong si Piat Hit Cup, medyo nairita siya na parang, sino ba itong freshman na to na dinidefy yung rules ko? Parang, freshman ka pa lang, ako yung senior mo, so dapat sundin mo ko. May ganon siyang plot. Ngayon, ito pa lang si Kong Pob ay merong major crush kay Piat Hit. And actually, isa sa mga very memorable scenes for me is merong eksena na dinidefy ni Kong Pob si Piat Hit. Tapos, ang sabi ni Piat Hit ay, parang kasi when you finish the series of activities and exercises, you are given a gear. So, yun yung symbol na tanggap na tanggap ka na sa School of Engineering. So, syempre, kapag freshman ka pa, wala ka pa nung gear. Tapos, yung mga seniors mo, meron na sila and super inaalagaan nila yon. Ngayon, ang sabi dun sa eksena ay, ang sabi ni, if I'm not mistaken ha, ganito yung nangyari, correct me if I'm wrong, sinabi ni Piat Hit Cup kay Kong Pob na hindi siya makakuha ng gear. However, etong si Kong Pob, sumagot siya kay Piat Hit Cup na, ay, makakakuha ako ng ganyan because I'm gonna make you my wife. Hala. Siyempre, kilig na kilig ako nung napanood ko yun. And kasi meron ding arc dun sa show na when someone gives you his or her gear, ibig sabihin, he or she trusts you with his or her heart. With his or her heart. So parang yung gear, it represents a person's heart. So pag binigay sa'yo, I trust you with my heart, I trust you with my life, ganyan. So ayun yung show, it's one of the earliest BLs ever. I would like to say that Chris and Singto are trailblazers talaga in this industry, and I think it started it all. And actually, pag pinunod mo yung show, makikita mo rin na very early nga yung pagkagawa ng show, but I think they were able to tell the story of Art Hit and Kong Pob really, really beautifully. And yung season 2 naman niya na SOTUS S, briefly, it talked about the professional life of Art Hit and the internship life of Kong Pop since meron nga silang age gap, silang dalawa. So kung doon sa SOTUS, ang pinag-usapan nila is how open they were in their relationship sa school. Dito naman sa SOTUS S, gaano sila ka-open sa kanilang relationship sa professional life. Let me tell you, sobrang dami kong iniyak sa show na to. Lalo na sa SOTUS S. Oh my gosh. I'm telling you, merong eksena doon sa school gym na, my God, grabe. I cried buckets. Kaya itong SOTUS and SOTUS S, it's really one of my favorite BLs ever. Pero mamaya ko nasagutin kung ano yung pinaka-favorite ko. Doon na sa ating question of the week, no? Let's move on to the next on my list. Ito naman ay ang Dark Blue Kiss, or popularly known as DBK. So this show, also on GMMTV, stars Tae and New, and they play the roles of Pete and Cow. Para sa mga nakapanood ng show na to, alam ko na very memorable ang line na Pipi Abawa Boys! Pipi Abawa Boys! So yung Abawa Boys kasi, yun yung parang group, parang group of online influencers doon sa show. So si Pete ay naging part ng group na yun. Tapos inaasar siya ni Kao na parang, Pete, Abawa Boys, Abawa Boys, ganun. Now actually, this show is considered as an installment of the previous shows din na Kiss and Kiss Me Again. However, Dark Blue Kiss yung solely BL drama lang talaga, because meron ding other characters sa Kiss and Kiss Me Again na ang bida ay yung quote-unquote straight love story. Ang story ng Dark Blue Kiss ay, of course, college students din sila, and sila din ay engineering students. Itong si Tae ay isang very rich na character, at si New naman ay middle class na making the ends meet, ganyan. So in order for him to sustain his school and have the funds to continue his education, siya ay nag-tutors as a sideline. Ngayon, itong si Tae and New ay actually very good friends with Pisan. Ito namang si Pisan ay played by Plapod, na alam kong nabanggit ko na sa Ton Honshon Lati. I hope you guys can keep up. Sorry, ang daming names, ang daming shows. Ayan, si Pisan ay owner ng coffee shop. So, doon sila madalas nagtuturo si Kao ng kanyang tutoring lessons. Tapos, yung character naman ni Mok, siya yung friend ng kapatid ni Pisan. And then, itong si Pisan, parang he took Mok under his roof para turuan ng lessons in life, ganyan. So actually, ito ang favorite kong sub-couple ever. Sa lahat ng BL series na napanood ko, Pisan and Pimok lang ang malakas. Kasi grabe yung chemistry nilang dalawa, and grabe sobrang crush ko si Pisan or si Plapod. Sobrang ganda ng story, and sobrang nakakilig sila, and the ending that they got, I was super happy for them. Syempre, hindi ko na-spoil yun sa inyo, guys. Grabe rin niya ko dito sa Dark Blue Kiss. And bilang ito na nga yung third installment ng series, nasa post-acceptance na lahat. Hindi naman lahat. Like, majority of the roles nasa post-acceptance na ng kanilang gender and sexuality. So, it was very refreshing. Like, kung i-compare ko sa story ng Thorn Type, Together, itong Dark Blue Kiss, iba yung atake niya. Moving on to number 5, this is Theory of Love. Na ito rin ay BL drama under GMMTV, and it stars Off and Gun. Tapos, they play the roles of Kai and Third sa show. So they are two college students again, but this time they are film students. O diba, na iba naman, hindi puro engineering. So medyo nakarelate ako dito kasi, diba, graduating from a communication course, medyo same na media, TV, film, ganyan. If there's one thing I can say about this show, it is very, very consistent. I super duper love all the film references they used. Kahit na yung major arc ng story ng Theory of Love, it's almost the same with Flip. So if you have seen the movie Flipped, yes, the American movie Flipped, yes. medyo same yung story ni Kai and ni Third. parang the first person will chase the second person. And then nung wala nang feelings yung first, I mean nung na-suppress na pala ni first person yung feelings niya for second person, tsaka lang ma-realize ni second person na may feeling siya for first person. Oh my gosh, ngayon na pinabanggit ko, sobrang kinikilig pa rin talaga ako sa show na to. Great chemistry again from off and gun and offline tuloy. Off screen, they also have this great relationship with each other. And kung kanina binanggit ko na grabe yung iniyak ko sa mga previous BLs na nabanggit ko, ay, ito talaga. As in, meron akong picture sa phone ko na umiiyak dahil sa isang eksena dito sa Theory of Love. It is one of the most well-written scenes sa BL for me. Very simple yung lines, very simple yung setting, and very simple yung lead. Very simple yung pag-build up doon sa moment na yon. Pero nung nangyari yung eksena ngayon, ramdam na ramdam ko talaga. And I had tears. Sobrang grabe, nakakaiyak. Ngayon na pinag-uusapan ulit natin siya, I'm having goosebumps kasi sobrang ganda ng eksena na yon. If you wanna start sa BL, I can recommend this kasi hindi ganun kabigat or kalalim yung story. But the acting is great, the story is awesome. And I think this is a great starter for anyone na gusto mag-start sa BL series. From Theory of Love, let's go to the next thing on my list. This is Together With Me and Together With Me, The Next Chapter. Ay, by the way, yung Theory of Love pala, wala pa siyang second season. However, nagkaroon na siya ng special episode continuing the story where it left off. Okay, so itong Together With Me naman, it stars Max and Tol. So they play the roles of Korn and Nok. I think na-feature ko na to sa ex-love list ko before. So they were childhood best friends na nag-meet ulit ng college, and Korn actually has feelings for Nok. Kaso itong si Nok ay may girlfriend. So doon nag-start yung story. Na parang, do I have feelings for my friend? Just because sobrang lalim ng friendship namin na magkakilala kami since we were kids? Or confused lang ako kasi meron akong girlfriend. Ganon yung dilemma niya. So itong season 2 naman, professional life nila yung pinag-uusapan. And then it was all about expanding their circles. I'm not yet done actually with season 2 kasi medyo hindi maganda for me yung themes ng season 2. Like Together With Me, the first season was super amazing. And I love the chemistry then between Max and Tol. They have great chemistry on screen and off screen. Like if you check their Instagram accounts, they are always together, spending time with each other. So as a fan, grabe yung fan service kahit nasabihin natin hindi talaga sila in real life. It's amazing na maganda yung relationship ng main characters ng isang show. So yun lang naman yung mga napanood ko na mga Thai BLs. I have other BLs pa na ongoing or parang nilagay ko pa lang sa to watch list ko, like 1000 Stars, Love by Chance, Two Moons, tapos currently watching Tonhonchon Latinga. Meron akong 10 episodes yung buong series and I am on episode 9, so medyo malapit na rin ako matapos. But this main segment doesn't end there because we're also gonna talk about the BL series made here in the Philippines. So una nga sa listahan ay ang Hello Stranger. As we all know, very new nga lang din ang concept ng BL sa TV industry here in the Philippines. Pati sa movie industry actually. Like diba itong very recent MMFF, ang very first MMFF entry or film na kasali ay ang The Boy Foretold by the Stars lang pala. Okay, first on my list, Hello Stranger, and this TV series stars Tony Labrusca and JC Alcantara. So they play the roles of Xavier and Nico, hashtag save me. O diba ang cute, yun yung kanilang ship hashtag. And syempre, itong TV series na to, shinuto, some of its parts were shot during the pandemic na. So ang plot niya ay online school, and then itong si Xavier, siya yung school jock, popular guy, mahilig sa sports, merong very pretty girlfriend. So siya yung ano talaga, typical jock, ganyan. And then itong si Miko naman yung very focused sa school, very focused sa grades, achiever, maraming gusto gawin in life, maraming goals. So pinartner sila sa isang school project for one of their classes. So si Xavier bilang dun sa plot nga ay flunking sa kanyang mga subjects, pinorder siya kay Miko para tumaas-taas naman yung grades niya. However, nag-meet na sila before this pairing. Mayroong quiz night one time yung group of friends nila Miko. Tapos biglang pumasok si Xavier doon sa call because someone linked the call link to him. So parang doon sinabi ni Xavier na, bro, ano ba tong quiz na ito? Ang corny naman, ganyan. So, ano na, nag-start sila sa wrong foot. So, dun actually yung magandang part ng Hello Stranger. And then, nalaman nila na sila yung pair for a specific school project. Syempre, dun nila mas nakilala yung isa't isa and they spent a lot of time with each other. Ganyan. And ganun din siya, classic case of falling in love. And actually, ano ba, I was happy with the ending but a lot of people were expecting more. But I feel like, considering the situation na, alam mo yun, the show was shot and then the show was, ano ba, done filming while we're all still in the early stages of the pandemic, I think they were able to pull through naman and they were able to tell the story. Actually, magkakaroon nga ng ano, Hello Stranger, the movie, and it will be released on February 12, 2021. Tamang-tama, no? For Valentine's Day. Ha? Anong Valentine's? So, ayun. Actually, baka panoorin ko rin yun. Next naman on my list, talking about movies, ay ang another popular BL Filipino series na Gaya sa Pelikula. At ang bida nga dito ay si Paolo Pangilinan and Ian Pangilinan. Yes, they have the same surname but they are not related. Ang roles nga na pinaportray nila ay si Carl and Vlad. And they are roommates. Well, initially, hindi talaga roommates. Ang nakatira lang doon sa apartment ay si Carl. And then si Vlad naman is trying to make something out of his life. Ganyan, kasi siya ay nasa film school. Parang meron siyang feud with his family that time. So, sinubukan niyang makitira doon sa ano ba to, apartment building ng ate niya. Pero yung isang unit na gusto niya sanang upahan ay meron nakatira. Pero, buti na lang, he met Carl na, ayun, kailangan niya magbayad ng renta doon sa room na inuupahan niya. However, nawalan siya ng freelance work. So basically, nawalan siya ng money to pay for it. Then here comes Vlad na may money to lend him. Pero ang deal ay patitirayin siya doon, diba? So doon nag-start yung story. Sobrang, for me, sa mga BL series here made in the Philippines, it's definitely one of the better ones. And it's still the classic story of nafall sa other person, like the other developed feelings for the other, and then maganda yung show kasi it talked about the urgent issues sa gay community, like yung coming out, and then meron ba talagang perfect timeline of coming out, susundin mo ba yung timeline na sinabi sa'yo ng ibang tao, or susundin ba yung timeline na gusto mo? Meron kang sariling pacing when it comes to coming out? Or parang, do you allow other people's pressure na lumabas sa closet? Yung mga ganong plot, ang ganda. It also has a great soundtrack. Alam ko merong Spotify playlist to, like Kaya sa Pelikula official soundtrack. So you guys can follow that if you like the show's soundtrack. And then sobrang ganda rin ng script, and then sobrang galing ng acting ng dalawang main actors. And yeah, I would recommend Kaya sa Pelikula if you wanna start watching Filipino BL series. So after discussing all of these BL series, bakit nga ba ako nanonood ng boy love series? And ako, ang sasabi ko lang talaga is, it's a great feeling to finally see your story on screen, kahit sa TV or sa movie. Finally, meron ng show para sa'yo. Yun lang talaga yun. Kasi syempre, nung bata ka, ang napapanood mo mga series, very, ano, for the straight community, diba? Na ang couples ay babae at lalaki. But growing up, syempre, naghanap ka rin ng mga show kung saan ka makaka-relate. Although usually nga, yung mga stories ng mga gay couples or ng mga boy love ay considered lang as a subplot for a series. But nung na-introduce ako sa boy love series, it's nice to see na ano ba, yung mga stories namin sobrang interesting for a lot of people. And alam ko ang dami nagsasabi na yung boy love series is not the most accurate depiction of our struggles, of our stories. Pero alam mo, ako, kapag pinapanood ko tong mga series na to, a part of me can actually relate to these stories, lalo na yung setting niya nga is a school, ganyan, and then developing feelings for someone na parang hindi naman dapat, ganyan, lalo na kung hindi ka pa talaga out. Sobrang ganda. And I think it takes a great amount of sensibility in order for a network or for a group of producers to tell the story of boy love. Kasi nga, sensitive yung mga issues na nakapaloob dito. But I think Thailand and here in the Philippines, yung binanggit ko na gaya sa pelikula and Hello Stranger, they were able to tell these stories with the utmost respect for the community. Sobrang ganda. Although, syempre, I gotta admit, like, kahit na sobrang gandang-ganda ko sa BL series, sa mga BL series na to, it is not perfect. I can definitely say that. And I admit that. Na the BL series industry is not perfect. Kasi nga, although not explicitly said, syempre, yung mga nagpa-portray pa rin ng mga roles na to ay yung mga heterosexual male. Although, not all naman, or parang no one sa mga actors na nagportray dito na they said na they are not straight. For the most part, ang mga nagpo-portray pa rin ay yung heterosexual male. Is it perfect itong BL industry? No. Pero yung mga themes na discuss nila, is it relevant? And does it open the eyes of the many, of the masses, about the stories of the gay community? Yes. And I think in the future, we can expect more gay issues na isama sa mga BL series na to. And mas laliman pa yung discussion. Pero ako talaga, for now, I am very satisfied with the BL industry. And I can't wait sa future ng BL here in the Philippines and of course, in Thailand and around the world. But before I end this segment, ano nga ba yung pinaka-favorite kong couple? Sa lahat ng to, oh my gosh, I can't pick one, but, I think I'm gonna go with Christ and Singto. Like, I just really love them, and bilang sila nga yung mga OG sa BL industry, I think they are my favorite actors sa BL industry. Siguro very close second ang Mew Gulf, kasi off-screen, grabe din talaga yung kilig. And that's it for our main segment for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like, if you haven't seen any BL series, I hope you can consider some of my recommendations. But, of course, that doesn't end our episode for today. All the Love Extran will be right back. If you're liking this week's episode, I would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, insights, and opinions, and use the hashtag AllTheLovePodcast. And while you're in there, don't forget to follow us on our official social media accounts at AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. And if it doesn't fit there, you can always email us at AllTheLoveXChan@gmail.com. All The Love XChan releases its episode every Wednesday. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and Breaker. Now, let's go back to the episode. Hello and welcome back to your favorite Wednesday habit. You're still tuned in to All The Love XChan. Alright, now it's time to read your answers para sa ating question of the week na. What is your favorite BL series ever? And meron tayong a few answers actually, kahit na hindi ganun ka-popular ang BL series industry. Unahin natin ang sagot ni Abby. Sabi niya, solid together. Thank you for introducing BL series to me, Sizzy. First ever BL ko yan at super nabaliw ako kay Bright, you know it. Side story, first few months nakita ko, ako pa lang, and Vince, yung isa naming friend pa, yung nagpa-follow na mutual friend kay Bright sa Instagram. Then grabe, after that, super nag-boom yung career niya and ang dami ng mutuals na nag-follow. Second is Dark Blue Kiss. Nabaliw rin ako kay Tay, alam mo rin yan. Super funny niya lang as a person, yung hindi solid pogi, kagaya kay Bright, pero may humor. And sabi niya pa, addition, as in tinapos ko pa yung tatlong series ng DBK from Kiss to Kiss Me Again to DBK para lang masabaybayan yung love story ng Tay New. Tiniis ko talaga panoorin yung mga merlat. Para sa kanila, merlat meaning girl. Ayan, girl story, ganun. Ayan. Tapos sabi niya pa dito, kasakto daw yung question of the week ko dahil kakapanood niya lang ng Bright Win Inbox nung nabasa niya. Alam mo ito si Abby, I am very proud na sobrang in-immerse niya yung sarili niya sa BL series. Like meron kaming group sa Telegram na ang pangalan ay Salawat Wives. So if you watch together, magagets mo yung context ng group chat namin. And sobrang ano lang, dun kami nagpa-fangirl over Bright, over Win, and the story of Together and Still Together ni Tain and Salawat. And sobrang nakakatuwa si Abby kasi ang dami niya ring insights about the show and sobrang invested din siya talaga sa BL industry. So thank you Abby, thank you so much for answering our question of the week. And alam mo, manood ka pa ng ibang series, After Together, Dark Blue Kiss, alam mo, recommend ko sa'yo Theory of Love, kung gusto mo lang naman. Moving on to the next answer, sabi naman ni Laika, ay, ito si Laika. Alam ko nanood din sa Laika ng Together nung panahon na super sikat ang Together nung mga early days of the pandemic. Sabi niya, what is your fave BL series ever? Together din daw for her. Because I love how fluid ang sexuality sa series and no one cares, also known as normal lang siya, or no one made a big deal out of it. Gaya sa pelikula also is a fave kasi yung premise ay naging topic natin before, which was a couple na out or not out, tas yung conclusion natin ay same sa ending. Ang maganda makita sa movie. Ay, di pala movie, series daw. Baka na-confuse lang siya kasi gaya sa pelikula and then na-mention niya yung movie. Ayan, sabi niya pa dito na natapos niya daw yung guys sa pelikula in one day. Tapos sabi ko, yeah, very quick lang naman. Like 30 minutes per episode, tapos 8 episodes. Ayan, ito rin si Laika, nung panahon na sobrang sikat yung Together, Still Together. Sobrang dalas ko siyang kausap about the show. And sobrang bet niya rin si Bright and Win. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, Laika, but she actually bought merch na... na alam mo yun, related sa Still Together and Still Together na si Bright and Win. Maraming salamat, Laika, sa pag-answer sa ating question of the week. Kapun kap. Yes. Tay yan. And for me, my turn, ano nga ba ang favorite BL series ko ever? Alam mo, actually, meron akong listahan sa phone ko. Like, nasa notes app ko siya kung ano yung pinaka-favorite ko talaga ang BL series ever. And alam mo, it's Dark Blue Kiss. Like, iba yung story niya, iba yung kilig na binigay ni Pete and Cow. And sobrang love ko rin si Tay and New as actors. Sobrang ganda ng story, sobrang solid ng sub-couple si Pison and Pimork. And overall, yun lang talaga yung sobrang good sa lahat ng metrics when you consider na kung ano nga ba yung magandang BL. I think Dark Blue Kiss is definitely one, is definitely my favorite BL series ever. Yeah, that's it for me. And that's it for our question of the week. Thank you so much sa mga friends ko na sumagot ng kanilang fave BL series ever. I hope to continue talking with you guys about sa mga BL. And since very quick lang naman ang ating question of the week, let's go immediately to our last segment for today na What Do I Love in this week's episode. And this is also very, very short. I would like to keep it short and sweet. And dito nga sa segment na to ay pag-uusapan natin kung ano nga ba yung love ko about this week's episode. And I only have one thing to share with you guys. I discussed this topic for today, the Boy Love series. And I picked it for today because finally, I am very grateful na our stories have finally reached the space it needs. Na sa TV industry, na sa movie industry. And finally, people are talking about us. our stories. Hindi naman sa pagiging conceited na, yes, pag-usapan nyo kami, ganyan-ganyan. But alam mo yun, our stories are valid. Our stories are interesting, diba? Like, we are done being a supporting character. We are done being a subplot to a major plot of this movie or TV series. Like, these stories will eventually lead to our acceptance in the community. Like, we gotta admit it. Like, the LGBTQIA+ community and the gay community are only tolerated in some parts of the world. And I guess letting people watch our stories and understand what we go through, the issues we face, I guess it's gonna open their eyes and it's gonna make them understand na accept us ganyan, because our stories really have a space in everywhere. Yun lang naman. And that wraps up our episode for today titled Boy Love Series and the Telling of Our Stories. Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode today. Alam ko medyo late na ang release ng ating episode, but all the more, kung mas naghintay kayo sa pag-release ng episode, then thank you talaga. But before I go, I would like to give a quick shout out to @GabGMusic for all the love exchange official opening billboard and music bed. Check out his other works on Spotify @GabGMusic. Make sure to tune in to our episode next week, Wednesday. But of course, before that, ang ating bagong-bagong question of the week on Monday @AllTheLoveXChan on Twitter and Instagram. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode for today. Let me know on @AllTheLoveXChan, Twitter and Instagram about your thoughts and comments about today's episode. This has been XChan. Stay safe, stay healthy. All the love, XChan. All the love, XChan.